How much of a difference do you think it makes in terms of, you know, lung damage and functional disability to use this type of technique as opposed to a more traditional technique?
Well, the traditional technique, if the tumor is very big, it's very difficult to do this stereotactic radiation therapy just because each time we give very high dose of radiation. So the damage to the surrounding normal tissue might be a little bit more detrimental. So we usually do this stereotactic radiation therapy if the tumor is less than 3 centimeters. Some of the centers, they apply this type of treatment up to 4 centimeters. But the peripheral area, we can apply the type of stereotactic radiation treatment very easily. We look at very carefully the patient lung function afterwards. But so far, patient has not had much of the deterioration, such as DLCO, you know, perfusion study, which is most likely affected by radiation treatment, not much reduction just because of the size of the tumor. This case, we have to watch patient very carefully just because they do develop maybe another spot in the lung, which we can treat again by stereotactic radiation treatment. They can tolerate a couple stereotactic radiation treatment as long as it's not exactly the same spot.
Interesting. Do you think that this type of technique is generally available in the community radiation oncology setting?
Yes. These days, there are many places they are using this type of treatment, and now the operable patient, that means they have very good lung function, they can be operated. Patient would like to have this type of treatment because they do not have any pain, like post-operative complication like this patient had before. So they are demanding, they would like to have treatment within 1 week without much of the pain. So the thoracic surgeons, they have some kind of threat. You know, all the patients, they used to have surgery. Now they are going to have stereotactic radiation treatment.